Hello, Zappable. It's Andrew Hamilton here. I hope you're well. Today I've got Mario, is it Rybanski? Is that right, Mario?
Rybanski. Yes. Hi, Andrew.
Excellent. You're based in Colorado, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Well, okay, well, we'll cut right into it. If you could maybe just give us a little bit of time just about yourself and your background, that would be a great way to start.
Yes, my background is basically IT. I owned a small business, small company, IT consulting company with my colleague. We're doing IT consulting for small businesses, basically making sure, taking care of the end user all the way from the cabling all the way through the servers, small business servers, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's in the ballpark. That's what we do as on a professional level.
Excellent. That's great.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to know any more details, but...
No, that's a good start. You've been doing that for about 15 years, isn't it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, pretty much more than... I would say more than 15 years. I've been in IT almost 20. We had the company for more than 10 years now.
Sure.
Since 2006, 2005, actually.
Excellent. Good stuff.
So.
Yeah. Okay. And how long have you had Zappable, or have you been using Zappable?
Well, Zappable, actually, it's going to be a year, I would say, sometimes in the upcoming months. Okay. I can't really tell. Jesus, if the time flies so fast.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, it's been great. Actually, my colleague found you guys, and it's been really, really awesome surprise to me, and I just loved it, and I didn't even think of it not to join. It was just awesome thing. Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. We love it. We love the push notifications, the easy user interface, put things together. I mean, your support is fantastic.
Fantastic. It's all great stuff to hear. Excellent. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit, have you built many apps so far yourself, and have you actually successfully sold any of them?
Yes. So far, officially, I have sold one app a couple months ago, and that has been going really well to Realtor, to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. Brilliant. He likes it. I don't hear any complaints. So far, I guess he's all right. I'm going to be building a new one right now. Mm-hmm. I just got the confirmation a couple days ago from a friend of mine who owns the a small business.
Uh-huh.
He's training dogs, that type of thing.
Brilliant.
And he wants to have an app as well. So I'm gonna be doing it in this week for him as well. So he agreed to do that.
Excellent.
And actually I have more than a couple other friends, actually realtors. They I'm trying to I'm actually in the middle of the conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
To have them so they can get the app as well.
Excellent.
So pretty exciting time right now.
Yeah, for sure. So it sounds like real estate then's your major niche, but that's not to stop you from branching out. You've also got this dog training one as well.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He's training dogs. He's doing a canine for police, even for the government as well. Well, mm-hmm. Because police is government, but all kinds of things. He don't tell me the details because he said, "Well, it's a secret. I cannot tell you."
Yeah, fair enough.
But I said, "Well, good for you." So anyway, he trained the dogs. He's selling them for decent dollar. So they're pretty expensive dogs.
Mm-hmm.
He trained them for several months, and they're really good dogs.
Mm-hmm.
German shepherds mainly. Yeah. So hopefully they will go well and well. I mean, like I said, he just sent me some graphic and things, ideas of what he wants to have any app. So far so good, and hopefully we'll like it.
Brilliant.
And like I said, I have another two in conversation from a real estate branch. So
brilliant.
Hopefully they will go as well.
Good stuff. And so whenever you're approaching clients, well, do you actually specifically approach them yourself, or do you find they tend to come to you, or how do you go about getting your business?
I'm trying to approach them myself, and what we're trying to do actually, specifically with this first app, Realtor, it was a kind of coincidence, because when I was buying a house, And he was my realtor.
Right.
Actually, I chose him. I said, well, you seem to really have good references. And, you know, I wanted to be my realtor. I'm going to be buying a house. And he actually had an app in place. But it was really generic. It wasn't really the app. It was basically the web-based type of app. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Basically, they have like a web portal where they can log in. And the company they paying to, they said, well, you can have an app. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really an app. I mean, when you look at it, it's just basically going through Safari.
Right.
It's like a web-based type of thing. But they was under the impression I have an app. I was like, you know, you don't have an app. It's not really an app.
Yeah.
So I tried to explain to him. It's like, you need to really have an app so you can be on the app store. Basically approaching from a different angle, so you need to have this. You have to brand yourself with a cool app on your own. And he likes it. He loved it. You know, he's really a really energy guy. He wants to have everything. I mean, he making pretty good money. You know, he's and one of the reasons he's making pretty good money is because he's doing everything he can.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the things. He said he wasn't even thinking about it not to have it. I was like, okay, Mario, let's build it. I want to have it.
Excellent.
So it was kind of a good thing because even my wife, she works in a PR. She's doing public relations.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing kind of marketing. So she kind of helped me as well with that too. So she was kind of marketing the app business to him. So what basically giving him ideas what he can do with it and how he can approach his customers, his potential customers with the app. And she got great ideas. And he said, wow, I want it right now.
Brilliant.
So that's why sold my first app, and I want to use the same kind of approach for the rest of the apps as well. I mean, for the ones I'm in a discussion right now.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure. I mean, it's a stupid question asking someone who's in IT whether you have a website or not. I'm sure you do.
Yes.
Do you have a presence on social media? Do you tend to use that much?
Yes. Yeah, we haven't been using it social media that much, but definitely we will. We definitely want to use the funnel business. You know, mm-hmm. We're making the funnels and then do the funnels on the on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and we want to market ourselves with that, which is a really good thing. You know, we've just been watching the how to do marketing on Facebook more efficiently.
Sure.
We've been doing it, but not efficiently as the possibilities are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a Facebook page. We have a website. But it's really informational at this point. It's nothing that will give us a marketing a different type of level, and we want to change that. So,
mm-hmm.
But yes.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, on to pricing then. How do you specifically price your apps? Do you have an actual structured approach, or does it tend to you just tailor it to each customer? Or how do you tend to work?
Yes, we try to approach each customer differently. I look at their budgets, and I'm trying to have a conversation with them what they can afford, mm-hmm. what do they think to be how much would they spend. Mm-hmm. For such a thing, that would be my first question. So I've been not trying to approach them. Okay, this is how much it's going to cost you, and this is what do you think? Well, no, we are asking them what their budget is, what they think would be the good price,
mm-hmm.
to have this kind of app for them. Well, they'll tell me. In the ballpark, mm-hmm. what they think. And then I'll approach them. If they think that $2,000, for example, it's a good price, I say, okay, how about if I can create for you for $1,500? So I just basically wanted to be happy at the first place.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, I thought $2,000 is going to be a good price, and now you're giving me a $1,500, which is great.
Sure.
So, yeah. And like I said, Not the price from the app. I mean, if we can get the business, and you know, this is basically the business for all the companies around the world. We want to have a retainer. Basically having a monthly fee, right? Every mm-hmm. month.
Yeah.
If we can get that fee, for example, for the maintenance of the app and for the push notification from the customer. And if they can pay us, for example, $50 or $100 a month, that's awesome thing. So I'm not really looking at the main price of the app. So to have them spend so much money, I can have them spend $1,000, even $500, if that's gonna make sense. If they're gonna be paying me $100 a month, I'm gonna be so happy anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So another approach, what we're trying to choose, I said, if this is good, this is something that we're trying to approach really reluctant customers. I said, well, I'll make the app for free, and if you like it, you'll keep it, and if you don't like it, you don't need to get it.
Right. Interesting.
So, yeah. So this kind of approach, like I said, it's really individual.
Yeah.
Some people don't care. They just want to have things done. They don't want to talk about it very much. They know what they want. Like this particular guy from real estate. He said, "Yeah, I want it. I don't even think about it. Do it."
Yeah. Awesome.
Some people really are looking at the money. They just don't have so much money. They just want to see what their budget is and what it can do.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really individual.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Excellent.
Yep.
Okay then. So specifically on Zappable itself, then, how do you find it as a product, and is there anything in particular that you really like? Any features or whatever else?
Well, like I said, I love the idea. I love the easy of use. I love that's the main part, because when you can get on a portal and just basically put things together when you have a graphic and a rough idea of what you want, and you can build it right away from the scratch, and you can basically can show it to your customer, potential customer, right away. That's just an awesome feature. That's just an awesome thing.
Yeah.
Well, second thing, it's a push notification. That's something that you have to actually explain it to the customer, because they don't know. They know it exists, but they don't know they can use it and how they can use it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a good imagination for me as a marketer. For example, give them an idea how they can use the push notification, how they can use it for their potential business and things like that. So that's a second feature, and yeah, that's really pretty much it. I mean, easy of use and everything is just, you know, you can do it with the click of the mouse. It's just the way to go.
It's perfect. Excellent. Okay. And so have you had much dealing so far with our support? And are you a part of our online community? Have you delved into that at all?
Yes, I did. Actually, as a matter of fact, I had a little problems with my first app. There was like some kind of glitches. It wasn't really loading properly. After we published it, actually it was good, and then we published a couple updates, and it wasn't loading properly, for example, in this case. And when I contact you guys, I mean, you were on top of the ball.
Good.
I was kind of freaking out at the time, because it wasn't working at the proper time when I was when I for example, in this case, when I pushed an update for the specific app, and we were doing something some kind of presentation for this particular customer, and the app wasn't working, and I emailed you guys, and you guys were on top of the ball. I mean, you guys answered within 24 hours, which is a great thing. I mean, that's what we're looking at. I mean, you know, glitches happen, problems happen, and if they can be fixed quickly, that's the beauty of it.
Good. Last music to my ears. I'm pleased to hear that. Excellent.
Yep.
Good stuff. Okay, and have you used the online community yet? Have you been on there?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I posted a couple questions there. I contact you guys as your support, and I also also use the forum. I posted there as well, and I got the replies there too. But it was completely different. So you guys actually had to fix it on your servers. This was completely different issue. But yes, I use that for this particular issue that I had. But yeah, I'm using forums too. I'm just reading opinions of the other people, not just specifically for technical stuff, but how they approach the customers and things like that. You know, it's really good to read. So yeah, I'm on a forum all the time.
Brilliant. Oh, pleased to hear it. Excellent. Okay then. Well, Mario, we're down to our last, but in my view, most important question. If you could give one piece of advice to any new Zappable members who want to sell their own apps, what would that be?
Don't give up. You have to do approach from different kind of angle. If you think the customer don't have money, or if you think that the customer is really like reluctant to buy the app, don't give up, because these people, they don't know what they want mainly. And if you show them what they can do with their app, what they can do with, for example, in push notifications, then they're gonna be impressed. That will be my advice.
That's great. That's really solid advice. Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Well, that concludes. Mario, thank you very much for your time. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.